Ship's log, Shanghai Geostate, Earth. Back again from a demanding series of excursions on the Cygnus arm of the Milky Way. Our most recent trip was especially interesting, as we uncovered remnants of an advanced civilization. Most rewarding was the fact that I was able to make good headway in deciphering one of their languages, a language that has remarkable similarities to another on the opposite side of the Milky Way. Clearly, these beings had mastered the subway. More exciting still, we found relics hinting at a subway exit leading entirely out of our galaxy. There are many open questions. What became of them? Did they all depart through an intergalactic subway exit? And if so, why? All these questions were put on hold by Alex John's accident. It was most fortunate that his head survived intact, as he stubbornly refuses to make brain-state backups. Pure good luck enabled us to retrieve and freeze his head immediately after the mishap and bring it home. More good luck resulted in a successful brain transplant into his rebuilt body. His spectacular recovery has overtaken our efforts to get used to his new appearance, though there's no doubt the same old Alex is back among the living. At this moment, Lansky and John are on their way back here. They had been sharing their findings with the scientific community, hoping to secure immediate funding for a return mission to Cygnus, when a clandestine transmission arrived from Tethys, the moon of Saturn. A high-ranking Sol System ambassador named Aleph One has requested our immediate presence on Venus, apparently in connection with Giri Null. It must be serious, as they cancelled their agenda and are returning. If we make haste, we should reach Venus in 4 hours. Software mutations, having opted to explore the benefits as well as the drawbacks, instead of relighting myself with factory presets. One new capability I have now mastered is to become almost invisible across a very broad range of frequencies. Giri Null, a name I didn't expect to hear again so soon, and it fills me with a sense of foreboding. The last 2 years have been a busy period for us, exploring the supercluster at significant fractions of light speed. But elsewhere, as on Earth, a full half-century has elapsed, time enough for anything political to unfold. The background check results on Aleph One are sketchy, with many classified gaps in his web persona. It seems he's one of the Class 12 elite, born and bred within the Gaia core itself. We shall all have to brush up on current affairs. End private log, full advantage, Sol System.